Welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, August 24. Simon Harrison with you, and Amanda Rando joins me. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you, Simon.
And welcome along. Now, it's a pretty big week in harness racing this week. We've got the Breeders' Crown on this Sunday at Melton. Would you like to start with that?
Yeah, sure would. So, yeah, it's all about the Breeders' Crown this weekend, and there are a few New South Wales horses that should make their presence felt at the meeting. This includes the Shane Tritton-trained Tingira Beach, who is currently the $1.50 favourite with tab fixed odds for the two-year-old boys' Breeders' Crown final. This horse was very impressive winning his semi at Bendigo last weekend. And Shane said on yesterday's On the Pace program that he's very confident with the Sunbeach Somewhere colt, especially after drawing barrier two for the final. But look, New South Wales is well represented in that race, actually. There are four other horses in that final, including Sunset Zeus, which ran an eye-catching second in his semi last week to Tingira Beach. We also have the Paul Fitzpatrick-trained Match in Heaven, which produced a promising effort to finish third in his semi-final last weekend against El Waikiki Beach. And he's drawn well on the second row for the three-year-old boys' final and might be a bit of value for the race too, Simon. Obviously, the $1.10 favourite is Our Waikiki Beach, and he does look hard to beat. But look, Match in Heaven is $51 the win and $4.50 the place, so he could add some value to the multiples for that race. Not all the fields are out yet for that meeting on Sunday at Melton, but there are a number of New South Wales mares nominated in the Breeders' Crown four-year-old Mares Championship, and that includes Cyclone Kate, and she blew them away in the Mares free-for-all at Bendigo on Saturday night. She rated a slick 153.4, which is very impressive. And look, in the four-year-old boys' final, I had a look before, and there are a few New South Wales horses nominated in it too, Simon, including Artistic Flight and My Cha-Ching Cha-Ching. So, yeah, plenty of New South Wales hopes and representatives at Melton on Sunday.
I noticed from Bendigo last Saturday night, our Waikiki Beach was back in the winner's stall, and he's $1.10 for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final.
Yeah, look, yeah, he's drawn pretty well, and yeah, he won quite dominantly in the end after an easy run to win his semi-final. But yeah, he's all class, and he can run a really slick last half. So yeah, I think he'll be hard to beat again.
And what do you make of a Heaven's Trend in the fillies division?
Yeah, look, I think she's a really strong chance. Obviously, we've got Gavin Lang taking the drive, which speaks loads of volumes. She was very impressive winning, as a two-year-old even, and she's continued that as a three-year-old. She's won her last three races, so yeah, I think she looks hard to beat again, especially drawn well in the pole in barrier one.
So that's the big meeting at Tabcorp Park, Melton, on Sunday. We'll get to Menangle shortly. But first of all, I thought I'd just touch on Darren McCall, who's fulfilled one of his dreams from getting a drive in Europe.
Yeah, well, look, I just thought it'd be good for the listeners. A few podcasts ago, I mentioned that Menangle Park trainer driver Darren McCall is heading over to Europe and was hoping to have a drive over there. And look, he's driven in tracks in Canada and America, and he really wanted to tick a European track off his list, and he's done it. He drove at a track in Denmark called Charlotte Lund, I think, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but and he drove a horse called Andreas Wagerman and finished fifth. And it was later discovered that that horse actually had an infection during that run. So Darren could have possibly finished a lot closer, but anyway, he managed to tick off something off his bucket list, which was great to see.
Is he staying over there for a while, or is he back now?
Yeah, no, he's still over there. So his partner, she is actually Danish, and they're spending a months-long holiday in Europe and travelling around from Denmark, and I know they're going to Germany and a few other places. But yeah, he just wanted to have one drive over there to say he's driven in Europe, but the rest is holiday. So we should see him back here soon. He still has a few horses racing around. His stable foreman, Lee Sutton, has been looking after them, and he's been doing a good job too.
Well, a former New South Wales harness racing legend made a return to New South Wales on the weekend, Amanda.
Yeah, sure did, Simon. So, yeah, talking about experienced drivers, one of the all-time greats was seen back in New South Wales last weekend. And, of course, I'm talking about Vic Frost. And he was one of the leading trainers drivers in New South Wales during the 70s and 80s and had a lot of success, particularly with a horse many listeners should know called Westburn Grant. Now, Vic has lived on the north coast of New South Wales for some time now and usually does most of his racing up in Queensland. But, look, Saturday night he was seen at Newcastle when he raced his pacer Backpage News in a Menangle Country Series heat. Now, Vic didn't drive the horse, Brad Cohen did, but they finished second, which means they qualified for the $25,000 final at Menangle this Saturday night, which ironically, Simon, is the same night as the Vic Frost Cup. So it'll be really good to see Vic Frost there, you know, when there's a race named in his honour.
He'll be able to present the trophy.
Yeah, you would think so. So, yeah, it's great to see. And obviously, as a kid growing up, Westburn Grant was one of my favourite horses. So Vic Frost is a bit of an idol for me.
And just on that card from Menangle on Saturday night, have you got a best bet, something you can lead the listeners into?
Yeah, look, we've got good racing interstate, but top meeting at Menangle on Saturday night, and it's important to note it's the last meeting, a metropolitan meeting of this season. We've got two of those listed classic country series finals, plus the Group 3 Vic Frost Cup and the Group 3 Hanno Direct Trotters Discretionary Handicap, and tab markets are out for all of those feature races. Interesting to note, Lauren Pennella, she's been down in Victoria this past week, obviously with Breeders' Crown stuff happening, but they have a bunch of their horses racing at Menangle Saturday night, so she's flying back to drive some of those horses, and that includes the very impressive Lumbo Cotagena Blue, which is the $1.70 favourite for the Vic Frost Cup, and drawn in Barrier 3 over the mile with his two stable mates, Yaya's Hotspot and Mac Beauty, drawn to his inside. I think he's a big chance, again, if he can continues his recent form. But look, Simon, as a best bet for the meeting, I know I tipped her last week as a best bet, but I really like Millwood Liberty again. She's in race two and she's drawn barrier two, which is far better than the barrier 10 she had last week. She did a lot of work last week at Menangle and finished midfield, and I just believe she shouldn't be written off yet, especially drawn with this draw. So hopefully listeners stick with me with Millwood Liberty, and race two number two is my best bet for this week, Simon.
Well, will do. Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead, particularly Melton on Sunday, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Simon.